This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center of Knoxville, America's Bargain in Pella, Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville, and Finish Line Feeds in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Advantage Credit Union of Newton, Knoxville Raceway, Knoxville Recreation Center, and Joe Cunningham with Iowa State Investment Services. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Say goodbye to the year 2011 and hello to 2012. May we all have a healthy and prosperous new year. In the second part of a 10-part in-depth series, let's learn about some of the positive steps we can take toward better health and wealth. Today, let's talk investment planning and go in-depth with Kerry Garcia with Edward Jones, Knoxville. Kerry, how's the market doing?
The market's down a little bit today, Bob.
It's on your computer. Are you watching it all the time?
No, I'm really not.
You're not?
No.
No, it just distracts you from your work, from other things that you're doing?
We believe in keeping your investment portfolio pretty well diversified so that it, no matter what the market brings, you're at least prepared.
So you're not one of these people that advises that one's constantly buying and selling over the course of the day?
No, I don't think that that's good for your portfolio or good for anybody.
What's a basic investment strategy? Let's just lay out sort of an average one for people.
It really honestly depends on your personal situation. You know, everybody's goals are slightly different, and their risk tolerance is slightly different. So when it comes to investing, I usually make sure that we discuss what your risk tolerance is and then get a real plan that's going to work for each person.
So there's not any blanket one plan fits all?
No, not really.
So risk-taking and risk-aversion. So people are different with respect to that. Some people more conservative. Some people believe in slightly more aggressive behaviors.
It's very, very different. And, you know, you can't just look at somebody and decide that they're going to be aggressive or conservative. I've had 70-year-old ladies tell me, no, I'm not buying any bonds because I'm allergic to bonds. I only want the most aggressive stocks you can find me. So you can't really put anybody in a box.
So you have to get to know people, or do they just tell you?
No, you have to ask. You know, you have to ask lots of questions about what their likes and dislikes and how their portfolios have behaved in the past and what they've enjoyed and what they've not enjoyed. We really have a 5-step process that really takes you through that.
And what are the steps?
The first step would be where they are today. So you take a look at where their budget is and where their spending is and see, you know, where they are. The next step in the process is finding out where they want to be as far as, you know, what type of lifestyle they'd like to be having or what type of retirement they would like to look at. And then you look and see if they can get there, if it's even possible to get to that next level. The fourth step is actually setting up a plan to get them to where they want to be. And then the fifth step is just analyzing and relooking and making sure that they're staying on track.
And so how often do you do that?
It depends on what the client wants, honestly. Sometimes we'll meet once a year. Some clients want to meet once a quarter or once a month. So it really just depends on what the client wants.
So somebody might meet once a month and shift strategies?
Not necessarily shift strategies, but they'll just look and see where they are and see if they're on track, making sure that their income level's okay. And they just like to look and discuss things.
Are people realistic, or are there people that come in that don't have a lot of money but want to invest a little bit and gain a lot? I guess a lot of us want a great big gain, don't we? But do we recognize that sometimes that's not realistic?
There are some folks that come in like that, and I don't tend to have those people as clients because it just doesn't seem to work well with what is realistic. You know, I would never want to set somebody up for failure. And so if they have some unrealistic expectations, I will talk about that and say, you know, that's not really realistic. You know, this is much more realistic. And I think that's usually enough to kind of turn them away and say, oh, no, she's not going to get me what I want. Because I just don't think that, getting a 20% return every year is something that is realistic.
Do you get people that want that?
Occasionally, but not often.
Most people understand the market.
Yes. Yes.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, Lighten Processed Meats, Marion County Fair Association, and Marion County Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com. And find it in the radio audio media player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central College, Pleasantville Clinic, Golf Cars of Iowa, Stan's Drywall of Pella, and Bretto Pizza of Oskaloosa.
I continued my conversation about investment planning with Kerry Garcia with Edward Jones, Knoxville. What kind of returns would people like to get, most people? What is a reasonable return these days?
If you have a well-diversified portfolio, you should expect between 6 and 8% is usually what's average. There are going to be some years that are going to be really, really good. And there are going to be some years that are really, really bad. Over a five-year period, you know, if you're shooting between 6 and 8 and 8 and 10, depending on how much risk you're willing to take, that's a little closer to realistic. Also, diversification does not guarantee a profit or protect against loss.
Okay, so the market's been tough the last few years. Have people been getting that kind of return?
It depends on where their investments have been. You know, last year was a pretty good year, even though folks may not be aware of that. This year it's been a little tougher.
And so when I talk about the market, I mean, I'm thinking about the stock market, but you're advising other kinds of investments too, I presume.
Yes. When we're looking at portfolios, we want to have not all your money going the same direction at the same time. We would prefer to see something doing really well and maybe something doing a little bit poorly so that you can have a good diversified portfolio so that you're prepared for whatever the market gives you. Some years the stock market's going to give you a really good return and some years it's not. And so we try and balance that with something else that's going to be more consistent so that over time you will grow your wealth quite a bit.
Okay, so what are some of the alternatives that people choose that aren't just the market?
There's a variety of things you can do. You can do real estate investment trusts. You can do bonds. You can do unit investment trusts. You can do annuities. There's several different things that help balance out what the stock market gives.
Do any of those tend to do the opposite of the market? Do some of those tend to do very well when the market's not doing so well? And is that where you get your balance?
Yes, that's exactly right.
For example, what might not work in the same direction as the market? Which one of those investment types?
It tends to be, well, if we just look at just stocks and bonds, which is a very basic portfolio, the bond market right now, bond prices are extremely high, and the stock market has been kind of stagnant this year. What happens when the bond market is up and the stock market is down, it might be a good time to rebalance and make sure that you're still in that same allocation that we talked about right in the beginning when we were setting your plan up.
Now, can you explain what bonds are for our listeners?
Bonds are a commitment either from a municipality or a corporation or a government entity to pay you a certain amount at a certain time. So if you would give $10,000 for a bond, the commitment from that municipal government, let's say, would be to pay you back your $10,000 at the end of the term and pay you interest during the time that you own it.
Are those bonds bundled, or can you just go buy a specific bond?
You can actually get it several different ways. You can buy a specific bond. We've had University of Iowa Kinnick Stadium bonds. You can get specific bonds like that, or you can go through bond mutual funds or bond unit trusts, which bundle those together. And it really depends on the size of your portfolio, which would help determine which direction we would take.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, DMAC of Newton, Extras Consignment of Pella, Fred's Muffler of Knoxville, and the Verduft Agency of Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Halo Hair and Massage of Pella, Hammer Medical Supply of Oskaloosa, the Vermeer Corporation, and DMAC of Ankeny. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about investment planning with Carrie Garcia with Edward Jones, Knoxville. Are there ways to invest in things that you believe in? For example, let's say that I don't smoke, I don't believe in investing in tobacco companies. Is there ways to invest that way?
You can. That would require maybe individual stocks and individual bonds rather than mutual funds or a basket of things. And then you can pick and choose which specific stocks that you would invest in. If you're kind of a small investor, it's a little bit more difficult to do that, just because you don't want to take too much risk with your portfolio. You know, if you put it all into one particular stock and that stock doesn't do well, you know, you're very much exposed. If your portfolio is larger, you can invest in, you know, 10 to 15 different stocks, and then you have a little bit more safety.
Now, do you have clients that are really up on individual stocks and really follow them?
Yes.
And they follow them and they come in and try to buy and sell a lot? They're very knowledgeable and want to use that knowledge to their gain?
They do. Some folks do want to trade frequently, and some folks do more of a buy and hold strategy. I think the buy and hold strategy makes you more money over time.
And why is that?
Because it costs. There's trading commissions on the buying and selling, and so that doesn't tend to, you know, outperform. You have to really be accurate on every buy and every sell in order for that to outperform just a typical buy and hold strategy.
In the buy and hold strategy, you have models that you can make predictions from, I presume, with specific buying and selling. In the non-aggregate, it's probably this less predictable.
You know, I can't predict one way or another, honestly. I don't know if the markets are going to go up or going to go down. You can get some ideas about how that's going to happen, but it's really tough to predict specifically what is going to perform well. And that's where that diversification comes back in, where we need to have several different things, because I can't tell with any certainty which specific thing is going to do well for you.
You can't predict the market either. Nobody really predicted that collapse in 2008, did they?
No. That was not something that was expected.
How would we have done if we saw the market collapsing, we would have sold then?
That's another thing that is, in my opinion, a bit of a fallacy, is trying to sell at a high point and rebuy, because at the period of time when it was perfect to rebuy, it's very difficult for you psychologically to go ahead and invest at that time. You know, it's real hard for you to decide, oh my gosh, the market's down, it's time to put money in, because that's not when it's not when people feel like doing that, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I think it's a better strategy to have something that's going to perform well, and then you can try and work that asset allocation to your benefit.
And some of the stuff you just have to invest in either a plan or companies that have good performance in the past, I presume.
Yes. You know, I work closely with clients to develop a specific strategy as to what their goal is and where they want to be at a certain time, either for retirement or putting their kids through college or, buying a vacation home or whatever it is that they want. And then we have specific money that's going to help them reach that goal. And it's really difficult to predict the ins and outs of the market, but if you have a good strategy and a good plan going forward, we think that that's the best strategy.
So should people have one set of investments to pay for kids' college, another set of investments for your retirement plan, another set, say, for your retirement home? Do you all have the same package, would you recommend?
Each goal has a different time frame. You know, if your child is 12 years old and he's going to be going to college in 6 years, you know, that's a kind of a time frame that you're needing to look for something that's going to do well in that 6-year period. And there are different vehicles that actually would benefit you more for that education versus retirement. So it really depends on what the goal is as to what types of investments and then what type of an account you should put that in.
And you can only know that when you know the person.
That's right.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Phillips Imaging of Newton, William Penn University of Oskaloosa, Lauterbach Buick GMC of Newton, and Bobzilla Bicycle Works of Oskaloosa. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find it in the radio audio media player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Marion County Public Health, Sandals Lounge of Knoxville, Twyla Wilson, Director of Sales Shackley Corp., Van Mon and Seester and Meyer CPAs of Pella, and Medicap Pharmacy of Knoxville.
I continued my conversation about investment planning with Carrie Garcia with Edward Jones, Knoxville. Are there general strategies, say, for somebody just out of school, has their first job, starting to put a little money away? Is there a different investment strategy for them against, say, somebody that's getting close to retirement?
Yes, and it also goes back to what their risk tolerance is. You know, somebody who is just starting out brand new, what I think is most important, even before you start investing, is figure out what your bills are and figure out what your income is. So just work on a basic budget just to make sure that you're not spending more than you make. And then once you realize that you're a little bit ahead every month, then just start saving that little bit that you're ahead. So I think just being conscientious about how much financial commitments you get yourself into when you're first starting out is much more important than really anything else that you do.
You don't want to wait till you're 50 and start.
That's not a good plan.
No. All right, so we'll start the sooner the better.
The sooner the better. And then just be careful about what you're spending. You know, you want to make sure you're spending less than you're making.
Do men and women have any differences? Do they tend to invest differently, have different aversion to risk?
You know, it goes back to really depending on the person. But as just a generalization, women tend to get a plan and stick with their plan and work the plan that you're working on. Men tend to chase the next hot thing a little bit more so than women do.
Well, that's interesting. And I bet we don't know why.
I don't know why.
Okay, well, that's it. So is that something that you keep in mind when you're talking about investment plans with people?
I do. You know, if it's a husband and wife that come in and talk, you know, we'll talk about each of their risk tolerances, and I want them to answer those questions rather separately so that I can gauge, you know, if the man or the wife has a more aggressive style than each other. And then, you know, it's to them to go back and kind of make a joint effort, so to speak, so that they can have a portfolio and a plan that they both can use.
Well, that must be interesting watching that work itself out.
Yeah, sometimes that is quite interesting because sometimes you'll have, you know, two different extremes and then they have to figure out how to make that work. And, you know, as far as the work goes, you know, it's them figuring out really what their risk tolerance is, because sometimes people just don't know, you know, what, you know, until you get into the nuts and bolts and asking those questions, they never really thought about it before. Or, you know, when do you want to be retired by? Well, gosh, I've never really thought about that before. So, you know, my job is to really just help with that discussion to make sure that they're getting what they want.
Okay, and so sometimes you can help guide them, and, well, all of the time you can help guide them in that direction, even if there's some subtle differences in what they want.
Exactly. And then I think part of my goal is to just, or part of my job is to get them to figure out what it is specifically and where specifically they want to be, and then I can develop a plan to help them get there.
Now, I know I have some listeners that are thinking, I don't have enough money to be investing. Everything's just too tight. I just can't invest. What do you have to say to them?
You know, it really doesn't take a lot to get started. I've had clients who have, you know, barely made any money ever, but they just managed to do what I said earlier and made sure their bills were less than what they were making, and they just had a consistent savings habit, and they end up doing very, very well. So it doesn't take a lot to get started. You just don't want to wait too long to get started.
Because even starting small will grow.
And also the earlier you start, the better it is for you in the long run, because then it has a chance to compound.
What's the minimum? So I'm still speaking to those listeners that don't think they make enough money to invest. What's sort of the minimum that they need to start with to start investing?
Gosh, you can start for as little as $50 a month if you need, you know, if that's all you can afford to do. That's not outside the realm. You can do much more, obviously. So there's just a very wide range. A Roth IRA, you can put between $5,000 and $6,000 a year on, depending on how old you are. So, you know, those are options for people as well.
Are there any recommended guidelines, so say a percentage of one's income that should be invested?
You know, I just had somebody else ask me that recently. It's difficult to say a specific guideline because everybody's situation's different. You know, if you have a pension through work, well, then you probably don't need to save quite as much. If you don't have a pension and you're not covered by Social Security, well, gosh, you're going to need to save a little bit more. So it all depends on each person's specific situation and also what kind of lifestyle they want after retirement.
Okay, so no, you should be tucking away 10% or 12% or 3%.
You know, between 10 and 15% is a good rule of thumb, but it just also depends on exactly how much you want to be spending and how much other safety nets, I guess, you have, if you have a pension or if you have a large inheritance from your parents or whatever. So that's why you have to be real careful about those generalizations.
Have you always wanted to be a financial advisor, an investment advisor?
I think I have, actually. After I graduated from college, I started saving, and I worked in accounting for several years, and I just didn't find the fulfillment of helping anybody. I worked in corporate accounting for a few different manufacturing firms, and I just didn't have that sense that I was helping anybody. You know, I'm just in the corporate world doing the books for a corporation, and I had managerial responsibilities with employees, but I just really didn't feel that that I was helping anybody. And so since I've been doing this since 2003 now, I really get that satisfaction of being able to help somebody put their kid through school or retire on time.
So what's the best part of the job?
I would say seeing somebody get their wishes or meet their goals is probably the best part.
Thanks to Carrie Garcia for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.